Hi guys, it's Simple J Sister here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping everyone's doing great. I know it's a little late, but Happy New Year to each and every one of you guys. I love you guys so much. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for streaming and giving this podcast a listen. If you are a returning listener or a continuous listener, you know you guys are my family. I love you guys so much. I'm sending you a big virtual hug just to say how much I love and appreciate every one of you guys. And just to say thank you for rocking out with me for all these years that we've been going. And I want to wish you guys all the best. And it's a new year, 2022. So I'm manifesting everything that's great, wonderful, positive, and as usual, good health and wealth to everyone. I hope you guys receive all of that with all the love it's intended. And as I always tell you guys, positive in equals positive out. So please keep practicing your mantra of being positive, giving off positive energy, surrounding yourself with positive energy and aura. It's very important, especially in these times. We need to start giving and just literally being positive. And just seeing how much that will exponentially change our lives moving forward. So let's keep this up. Let's keep practicing that. And I just want to keep reiterating that because I see the benefits of positive living and positive mindset. What you think, you become. Just remember that. Today's episode is going to be titled, Be the You That You Speak Of. Let me say that again. Be the you that you speak of. What do I mean? If you present yourself as someone who's reliable, dependable, then you have to make sure you're walking in that truth. You have to make sure that's who you are. You can't say you're a reliable person, but then when folks need you, whether it's for something small or something large, you never show up. You're never there. They cannot depend on you. That is not good. You need to live it, speak it, breathe it, and be it. Point blank. If you say you're a person who's a positive individual all the time, you need to speak it, live it, breathe it, be it. That needs to be you. But let's be clear though. It's nice to be saying we're all positive and we're positive all the time, but we're also individuals and we're also human beings. And as human beings, we're flawed by nature. So we're going to have days where we're not feeling as positive, but the mentality would be that you're going to be positive most of the time because things will come at us. It's life. We don't get a handbook to this thing called life. So things are going to come at us that will knock us down a little bit or throw us off our game, but it's how you handle those things and your mindset and how you move and navigate through those things that will keep you in either a negative space or get you elevated to a positive, brighter outlook. A nice sunny disposition. So we have to remember that also. Be the you that you speak of by understanding that folks are going to demand that what you present, that's how you need to show up constantly. That's how you need to be all the time. So we're in our accountability season. We spoke of this before. So if you know what you're speaking, you're not living, do not speak it into existence. If you know that your mindset is not where it needs to be, don't give off an air as if it is. We need to stop creating facades. We need to stop creating illusions of grandeur as to how life is supposed to be when at the end of the day, it's not like that. Let us stay focused and stay current and live our truth and walk in our path, our right path, whereby if this is not where we are, we're going to just keep walking on that path until we get where we need to be. So be the you that you speak of. If you say you're an honest person, you have to be that honest person. We don't want to start thinking we're going to start doubting you and start considering you a doubting Thomas. Like, we don't want to do that. You have to be able to understand that folks are going to hold you to that line, hold you to what you say you are. Because if you don't realize by now, there's a lot going on. And now folks are not dealing with too much nonsense. They have little to no patience for ridiculousness. So you have to live up to that which you speak. So if you're an honest person, be honest. Like Honest Abe. If you know you're not that person, don't feed that energy. Don't sell that dream. A lot of us are out here selling dreams to folks about who we are. We're wearing masks. We're great pretenders. And we're not living the life we're presenting. So we're creating a false narrative. And anything false, we all know, is not true. Anything false, we know it's not real. It's fake. And fake things don't usually last. Fake things don't usually make people happy. Fake things don't usually shine as bright as the real stuff. Let's be very clear on that. So when I say be the you that you speak of, I mean do that in all aspects of your life, whether it be in your work life, whether it be in your home life, whether it's with your friendships, with your family, your extended family. Be that person consistently straight across the board with everyone. Do not present one persona to one set of people and then present another persona to another set. Everyone around you, no matter what level you engage with these people, should get the same person all the time on a consistent basis, 365 days a year, every year, until your last breath. You should not be switching up depending on who you are around. We don't need any more chameleons. We don't need that. We need you to be you, unapologetically true, honest to who you are at your essence, you. Don't change. Don't try to adapt to fit in somewhere. Don't try to fit someone's narrative or impression of what they want you to be like. Stay the course and be the you you speak of. We're realizing now, especially in these times, that things are unraveling, where we're learning more and more about what's happening. And in learning more and more what's happening, we're learning more and more about the folks around us. We're seeing people, as I'd like to say, unmask, show their true selves, which is very sad in a sense. Why is it sad? It's sad because now you probably were true to who you are all the time, and these people were faking it. These people weren't real. These people were pretending just to appease you or to placate to you. So now what happens? You were giving your true authentic self to these people, and these people were giving you back nothing but a mirage, an illusion. So you can't tell who's real and who's not. That's the issue at hand. With these unmasking of folks, folks are learning that people around them, they can't even trust because they were not being authentic and they weren't being the you that they speak of. And in doing that, that creates issues that are greater and that are bigger than what needs to be. If folks just simply stay consistent across the board and don't switch up, like you switch lanes on a highway, don't switch. You stay that course and just be themselves. Life would be so much easier. We would not have all this envy, all this turmoil that we see going on within friendships, within family structures, because folks would have been honest from the get-go with each other. And we would have understood where we both stood from the beginning. But that's the problem. You're being true, and we're expecting others to be true. And so we're not getting the reciprocal. And because of that now, you're being the you that you speak of. They're not being the them that they speak of. And now this forces you now to do introspection. And now maybe you start thinking, maybe I need to change who I am, because I was being me and these folks were still playing me and they were lying to me and they were backstabbing and they were hurting me. So maybe I need to change it up a little bit. And you shouldn't have to change who you are because of these individuals who weren't being authentic to themselves. You should be fine and comfortable being you, knowing that you were real and you were giving the real from day one. But they weren't comfortable being them. That speaks to their insecurities. That speaks to them projecting what's wrong with them onto you. That has nothing to do with you. What folks do around you is not your issue. You can only control yourself and your surroundings and your behavior and your actions. So never let someone who is pretending change who you are, and now you feel like you have to pretend to either get ahead or just to fit in. You were made uniquely, genetically different from everyone else for a reason. Stick to that. Always understand authenticity is always the best thing you can have. When you're authentic to you, that is the best way to go, and that helps you stand out in a crowd. When everything is the same consistently sometimes, and you decide to fit in and just be same like everybody else, everything is bland. When you're you, whether you are vibrant, whether you are the extroverted out there type, or you're the introverted type, whatever your personality is, whether it's type A, type B, whatever, when you are you, you will see how much happier you are, because you're never trying to fit any type of mold or any type of ideal set by anyone else. You're simply being you, and you can live with that. You're going to be comfortable knowing that no matter what, this is me. And at the end of the day, I can live comfortable and free knowing I am always being myself, no matter what playing field I am in this stage or this thing called life. So it's important to be the you that you speak of. Exude that, live that, breathe that, have that surround your thought process and your mind. Give off that, because people at the end of the day will respect you for being who you are. Once you speak it and you are living it, or as they say, you back that up with actions, you will be respected, hailed, celebrated, and appreciated, because there's no inconsistencies in what you do. You are consistent. You are straight across the board, you. No change, no deviation, no nothing. Just you. Whatever you encompass in terms of your personality, your behavior, character, these characteristics, traits, you're still you. No change, no compromise, no negotiations on who you are. Still you. That will always get you where you need to get by being you. Unapologetically, unafraid, unabashed, you. So at the end of the day, I want you guys to bear this in mind. Well, before I end this, it's important to stay unique. It's important to stay who you are for your own identity. And always remember, authenticity is the key. Very important to stay authentic. The real always shines through at the end of the day. Don't forget that. So be the you that you speak of. Let's practice this. Let's do this. Let's stay motivated to be that consistently. I do appreciate you guys for the support and the love. And I just want to say I'm going to continue manifesting greatness for all of you guys. And positivity and blessings to each and every one of you. And I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, loves.